Well, believe it or not, with all of the troubling news that is out there, there are some slivers of good news emerging. And NPR Global Health and Development correspondent Jason Beaubien joins us now with more on that. Jason, you have monitored outbreaks across this country and noted that some of them appear more contained than others. Where are hospitalizations down and why might that be?
It is really interesting when you look across the country at the moment and you start looking at the differences between states. If you take Washington State, California, and New York State, these are all states that on the first week of March had about 100 cases. Now Washington has 5,000, California has 6,000, and New York State has 66,000. So very different outbreaks that are playing out in different places. But then if you also kind of go and look, there are other places across the country like, you know, New Mexico, Oregon, Minnesota. Again, almost no cases in the first week of March, and they're still down with just a few hundred cases. So you are seeing places where you are not getting these explosive outbreaks, and you are seeing places like New York, Michigan, Florida, Louisiana, where you are seeing these sort of explosive outbreaks.
Well, and one of the things that experts have pointed to is social distancing, which we're all hopefully doing at this point in this country, that it has also had a positive side effect, which is that the seasonal flu, which kills thousands every year, hasn't spread like it usually does.
It's quite interesting. If you look at the CDC's monitoring data, and the flu often changes from year to year, so it's a little hard to really pin it down. But right about the end of March last year, the flu was still very much at just coming off the peak. This year, it is definitely down. You see a steep drop before the last week in March. And there is some data outside this country to really support this. In Asian countries, they saw dramatic drops in flu when they started social distancing and these other measures earlier. Hong Kong did a study and looked at the flu rates in February after social distancing measures were put in late January, and they saw about a 44% drop in flu from what they would have expected based on these social distancing measures which are being put into place for COVID-19. But they were having this spillover effect of really helping with the flu.
And what about in general? Are there signs that these social distancing efforts that states in this country have taken are having the desired effect? Or how will we know that?
You know, it's going to be difficult to really tease that out this early in this outbreak. We are seeing that things are playing out differently in different places, as I mentioned. And I think that is really the lesson. We saw this in Asia. We saw this in other places in the world where the measures that were put in place early, they are the places that had the lowest cases in the end. I mean, it is kind of interesting. If you look at like California, they went in about the same time with the declaration of state of emergency. Washington State, however, started about a week before New York. And you have to start to question whether that really made the difference, that 1 week of having the government completely engaged, saying we are in a state of emergency a week earlier than New York, made a difference there. Obviously, we don't really know, but it does seem that we've seen examples elsewhere in the world where these measures that get put in place early, they get put in place aggressively, and people really follow them, that those are the places that have ended up with fewer cases.
Well, and as economist Diane Swonk told us the other day, nobody is going to look back and say, I did too much. They might look back and say, I didn't do enough. That is Jason Beaubien, an NPR Global Health and Development correspondent. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.